From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Reactions are continuing to pour in to U.S. President Donald Trump's first speech before the entire Congress Tuesday night. Mr. Trump featured many familiar themes, including emphasis on public safety and national security. Some Trump supporters say the president gave an inspiring speech.
Really overwhelmingly positive. It was a fantastic speech. But you know what? I didn't expect anything less. I really didn't.
When he spoke about the economy, when he spoke about jobs, when he spoke about Harley-Davidson, I had my biker hat on, Bikers for Trump, because I like to ride once in a while, go out west, and I just thought it was pretty cool that, you know, let's make America great again.
But others more skeptical of Trump's actions thus far said his speech lacked details.
He's got to find a way to bridge the gap between Democrats and Republicans. I think he's really continuing to speak to his base without really trying to find a way to bring all Americans together, and that he needs to understand that he's a president for all of America instead of just his fans.
I guess the question to my mind is, can people work with him? Or is he a one-man show?
Trump did appeal to lawmakers to work together to repeal Obamacare, but so far no details on its replacement have been presented. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley is denouncing Russia and China for vetoing a resolution before the U.N. Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. The draft resolution that was defeated sought to impose sanctions on the Assad regime for the use of chemical weapons in at least three attacks on its population in 2014 and 2015. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, an Indonesian and Vietnamese national. Respectively, said they are innocent and believe they were taking part in a prank for a television show. They each face the death penalty if convicted. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after the two women allegedly smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at Kuala Lumpur Airport. Meantime, the Malaysian health minister said Wednesday they won't release Kim Jong-nam's body until it is positively identified.
We have a body of one person who has got a North Korean passport with the name of what? Kim Choi, is it? Kim Choi. The whole world says this is Kim Jong-nam. So for us to say this is not Kim Choi, but this is Kim Jong-nam, we must have evidence. And that evidence can only be got by the DNA profiling of the relatives and all that.
The Malaysian health minister said the protocol is to release Kim's body to the next of kin once identification is completed. He added that Malaysia will not bow to any pressure from the North Koreans to change its procedures. A new report by UNICEF says thousands of women and children who risked the dangerous central Mediterranean Sea crossing from North Africa to Italy to escape war and poverty are subjected to violence, sexual exploitation, and other forms of abuse. Afashkan is the UNICEF's special coordinator for the refugee and migrant crisis in Europe.
I think we also have to understand it's a pay-as-you-go scheme. You don't pay all up front, you pay on certain legs. Now, again, the young girls I spoke to, many of them had gotten money for the initial leg and then were resorting to sex, transactional sex, to pay for the rest of the leg going forward.
The report noted that many children died along the dangerous migratory route from North Africa to Europe. Last year, more than 4,500 people perished crossing the Mediterranean Sea from Libya to Italy, including at least 700 children. And Somalia's president, Mohamed Farmajo, has declared a state of disaster as the Horn of Africa nation struggles with a severe drought and food crisis. The United Nations says the crisis in Somalia threatens 6.2 million people, more than half the population. UN aid agencies warn there is only a two-month window to avert a catastrophe in Somalia. Farmajo is appealing to the international community and Somali groups to scale up emergency aid programs. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.